It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A meerkat expert has been sentenced over assault on a monkey handler.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hey, look at him.
Kevin.
News is brought to you by Avista and Global Credit Union. Wear red Fridays. We wear red on Fridays around here to remember everyone deployed. Kevin?
Some of us do. I start with this today, and I want to know, this is a quiz for Warren and Bruce. Uh-oh. Only.
Oh, no. Not me, Kevin.
I think you'll know it too easy, Monty.
Is it Titanic?
It's a movie in the 90s about the 1900s.
I'm going to sing this song, and you tell me who the artist is who sings it. I don't tell my heart.
Let me think.
Just don't think you understand.
He had a mullet.
Is that him on the wall?
Tell my heart.
Yeah.
That is him on the wall.
All right. Bruce, he's on the wall.
And what's his name?
Well, yeah. I can't think of his name.
You can't think of his name?
Remember his daughter?
Do you know his daughter?
Yeah. Miley Cyrus. Yeah. So that's Mr. Cyrus.
Mr. Cyrus.
Billy Ray. Billy Ray.
He's not wrong.
Billy Ray.
Mr. Cyrus is hilarious.
Billy Ray has been going through some trouble there. He's getting a divorce from Fire Rose. That was his young wife that he had. I shouldn't say young. I think she's in her...
You could just say it's his wife and leave the commentary to others.
No, I think it's... For legal reasons, I need to give her age.
I didn't know that he was not with Miley's mom anymore.
No, yeah, they got a divorce quite a while ago.
All right. Well, you're not supposed to keep up with
about,
all of it.
Jay, it was 2019, maybe?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's been a minute.
Because it was when we were in Nashville.
5 years ago.
It had happened like, I don't know. It came out that week.
When they said, don't talk
about
Billy Ray.
Yeah, don't talk about his divorce. And we're like, yeah, we weren't gonna.
Yeah, which is so funny because if you think about it, it's usually not the first thing you bring up to anybody.
Right.
Let alone to, I don't know, a guy who has, at that point, had a music project out. You probably could just talk about that. Not, so divorce, huh?
Yeah. Or just talk to you about being Billy Ray.
Right.
Stinking legend.
Right. That would have been okay, too.
In whose eyes?
Billy Ray is a legend.
Yeah.
Billy Ray has, in America's eyes, because you can't argue with the numbers.
That's true.
Billy Ray is one of the few artists. I wish I remembered this stat.
Oh, it's an incredible stat, though.
It's an incredible stat. So in the 90s, when Achy Breaky Heart came out, that song was at the top of the charts for, I'm going to make up a stat, 17 weeks, like that. It's ridiculous.
By the way, Kevin, he divorced Tish in 2013.
What? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that was a long time ago then. I did not remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been there a lot. So
we have. I thought it was more recent.
Yeah.
But it was not. Okay, so he had Achy Breaky Heart that was on the top of the charts for a very, very long time, a record number amount of weeks. Then, later in his life, he hadn't heard from Billy Ray's music for quite a while. He does a little song with Lil Nas, Lil Nas X.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of remember that, I think.
Do you?
I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride like the cows come home. To the bishop.
Remember that song?
Boo.
Not quite like that, huh?
I guess I don't.
Well, it was also number one on the charts for like a record number of weeks, and he was like the only artist to ever do that
in multiple decades and multiple genres of music.
Which makes him a legend.
Yeah,
I guess it does.
And he made
in whose eyes?
Yeah, I know.
He needs. Do you not like him?
Oh, he's okay. He needs a haircut.
Oh man, you're old.
How could you say that?
Well, he does. I'm kidding you.
Have you seen him lately? What he looks like?
Yeah, he needs a haircut.
he does have long hair still.
Yeah.
Well, the good news, bad news. I mean, good news if you like Billy Ray. Bad news if you're Warren. they he's been going through some troubles with Fire Rose and their divorce.
All right.
He had to finally get an emergency motion.
Oh, no.
To freeze his estranged wife, Fire Rose, from using his credit cards.
Man.
That was grounded by a Tennessee judge. A court said that there was no legitimate reason for Fire Rose to have access to and make any additional charges on Billy Ray's
credit cards. So he couldn't, like, shut it down?
No, I'm assuming she was an authorized user or whatever. And it didn't, it's been a minute since they've been going through this. It was all part of a hearing earlier this week, and they say now that they must continue to engage in good faith mediation.
By the way, Kevin, I'm reading further on this, and now my daughter has just texted me the confirmation of this. He actually divorced Tish twice.
Ooh, okay.
2013, then they decided, you know, we're
fine.
Back together. We're fine in 2017. Okay. And then a second divorce in April of 2022. But so we wouldn't have talked to him for that one. We would have talked to him for the first one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it may also have been they broke up. And then who knows? It could have been two, three, 4 years of...
it was 4 years.
Really
married. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, before you're really divorced.
Yeah.
It's a crazy life that Billy Ray has had.
Yeah.
But now his, I mean, that stinks when you got to go have an emergency.
To lock down your credit cards?
Just can we get my credit card shut off,
please? Does that work if you're still married? Like you just go to the judge, man, I know we're married and everything, but woo! Woo! Imagine if somebody tried that.
I mean, because they're going. Yeah, you just go into a judge and get an emergency motion. I just want to shut off.
And literally
off.
All you say is, oh, man, woo.
Wait till you look at this. Look at this pile of receipts. Woo. Woo.
Good luck.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The Pages of Harmony Chorus announces new name, Lilac City Voices.
Isn't that something?
Huh, ain't that something?
How about that?
Kevin James.
Well, you know, every 70 years you change your name.
That's right.
Bruce, what do you want to be called now?
Yeah.
Tall.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I'm just going to tell you guys.
You guys.
It was Steve mainly.
Yeah, it was his fault.
Well, poor Steve.
Well, it's Steve. What are you... this guy.
That guy.
He won't even bring in his fruit salad anymore.
Oh, yeah. Where is the fruit salad?
You want me to grab that?
I mean, eventually, I mean,
I'll grab that next.
Nah, okay. All right. Well, let's see here. We've got stuff. We've got stuff in Bruce's beard, and we're going to call. Somebody's going to qualify right now for the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree. $5,000 to Cabela's, Bruce. How fun is that?
Ooh, where do I sign up?
Yeah. Actually, Bruce could qualify. I mean, not for this game because he knows what's in his beard already.
That's true.
All right, so all you have to do is determine what's in Bruce's beard. You can give us a yes-no question. We'll answer that for you, and then you can guess. And if you guess correctly, which we may be giving hints at some point, you're going to qualify for the $5,000 Cabela's Shopping Spree. Let's play.
What's in Bruce's beard?
And that beard was 1.8 meters long.
People with beards often complain of poor treatment, considered suspicious, as if they're hiding something.
What's in Bruce's beard?
Items in beard may be bigger than they appear. Items in beard may be bigger than Bruce's beard or even Bruce himself.
Well, that's could be.
Yeah, not very big, actually. That's the case. Sorry, Bruce.
Got to remind you, one time it was the Northern Lights, one time it was a road grader.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty big stuff.
Yeah, you don't really know. Now, here's the good news in the studio. Nobody knows other than Kevin and Bruce. Bruce knows what's in his beard. Kevin knows what's in his beard for confirmation purposes only.
He showed me.
He showed it. Oh, wow. Very nice. All right, let's see how we do here. Allie's going to be our first. Allie, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Yeah.
All right, you can ask a yes-no question, then you get a guess. What question would you like to ask?
Is it office supplies related?
Is it office supplies related, Bruce?
No.
No, it might be.
Uh-uh. No. Yeah, that's his normal. Yes. That's his normal answer.
Well, it could be. I guess.
Looks like the answer is no.
I would say no.
He's gonna say no, Allie. I guess a crapshoot at this point. What do you think it might be?
Ooh, I'm gonna go with a straw.
Straw?
Ooh, no straws.
She played the game very well. Yes, nicely done. Okay, thank you, and have a good weekend if we don't talk to you again. Something I can help somebody with over there?
Oh, was that mine? Wow, sorry. I didn't hear. I have headphones on. I was like, what is that noise?
Like, what is happening?
What is happening over here?
That's what I thought. Angie. Hello?
Hello. Angie?
This thing's falling apart.
She's there somewhere. Let's go, Kevin. Let's go to Russ. Hey, Russ.
Good morning.
How we doing, man?
Good.
Yes, no question, please, and then we'll see if you can guess it. It's not anything to do with office supplies.
Right.
Or a straw.
Or a straw.
Cheerios?
Cheerios? That's cereal? Not cereal.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could have asked
You know what?
Yes,
I'll
no
just
question.
Ask a yes, no to help out.
Oh, right. That helps.
Is it edible?
No, sir.
Well, it might be.
Well, maybe.
No, it's,
no, it's not edible.
That was Monty.
And is it alive? Is it alive?
No, it's not alive.
It's not alive. Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to ask a yes, no question? Either you two yahoos, Warren or Monty?
Sure.
Warren?
Is it a machine?
It's not a machine.
Okay, not a machine, not edible. What was yours again, Kevin?
Edible.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Monty?
Can it be? Can one person carry it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, you guess so?
Yeah, so that's
it. It might be.
So one
he said it with confidence.
So one person can carry it.
Yes, sir. One person.
It's not alive.
It's not alive.
It's not edible.
Not edible.
Okay. All right. And it's not a machine.
Not a machine.
Okay.
No, sir.
Plan to qualify somebody for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's.
I have one more question.
Yes, Kevin.
I'll ask this on behalf of Steve. Is it bigger than a cell phone?
Bigger than a cell phone. No, sir.
Not bigger than
a
cell phone.
Not bigger than a cell phone.
All right, 509-441-0999.
I know what it is now.
Mike?
Yeah?
All right, you can ask a yes, no question, and then you can guess. Is it made of plastic?
About to hang up.
There's a good question.
Yes.
It's made of plastic?
Made of plastic.
And it's smaller than a cell phone?
Smaller than a cell phone.
Well, we got two hints for you there, Mike.
Oh, wow. You guys got me stumped big time.
Do they all come in the same color?
No. Probably not in the same color,
Not the same color.
Not the same color. Mm.
But it's made of plastic.
Made out of plastic.
Wow, but it's not all the same color.
Not the same color.
Mm. You want to ask a yes, no question, Mike?
And it's not edible.
And it's not edible.
No.
Not still.
Correct. Yeah, Kevin. All right, Mike. Well, you think about it for a while. You can call me back. That's fine. 509-441-0999. Angie.
Yes.
All right. You can ask a yes-no question. We know that it's smaller than a cell phone. It's plastic. It's not always in the same color. So, obviously, one man can carry it, Bruce.
I said yes.
but he hesitated.
Hesitate.
Well, I guess.
Angie, what's your yes, no question?
Do you clean with it?
Do you clean with it?
No.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, no. Stop saying that. Stop it. I'm never playing this game again. I'm going on record. I'm never playing this game again. You don't clean with it. Angie, what do you think it might be?
Are you sure? Is it Tide Pods?
Is it Tide Pods?
Tide Pods. No, ma'am.
Oh, that's a darn good guess,
That's a good guess, yeah. I like how she did go, are you sure?
Are you sure?
It's wrote down, so yes.
Yeah. Raymond? Hello?
You know, it must be that line, Jay. Let's blame it on that.
Actually, let's blame it on Microsoft. That is the first time that line... I mean, I have not been able to successfully answer that line, Kev. That could be it.
Mike wasn't on that one?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Cole. Hey, Cole.
Yep.
Yes, no question. Then you can guess, and we'll qualify you if you're right for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. What do you think? Plastic, it's smaller than a cell phone. It's not always the same color. It's not edible. You don't use it for cleaning. No. Does it have a battery, Bruce?
Oh, no batteries.
No batteries. Okay.
Batteries not included.
What do you think?
No batteries.
Mm-mm.
What? Is it a comb?
A comb?
Comb. Okay.
I don't need a comb. I don't have no hair. So.
Well, your beard would, though.
I don't need
If you had a beard in
good
beard,
pointer.
You could use it.
Thanks, Cole. Appreciate
it's not
it.
A comb.
It's not a comb. Kevin, I'm going to put line 3 to a test right here.
Russ?
Good morning.
Oh, see, it's fine. Russ, you can ask a yes-no question, then you can get a guess.
Rough morning.
Right. It's hot outside. Good
what
Lord.
What is happening?
It's so hot outside. Turn How down. Hot is it? It?
Turn your radio so down.
Are you going to try to save us?
Okay.
It's okay.
Is it Keys?
Is it Keys?
Keys.
Yeah.
Not Keys. No, no sir.
No keys. Nope. Kevin.
Bruce does still use plastic keys, though.
Right. Yes.
My snowblower has a plastic key.
Really? Do you chew on it?
No.
When you're teething?
Oh, my God.
My dog.
What is happening?
Kevin, do you have it written down?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Well, I don't have it written down. Bruce does.
Let me see something.
Where did I write it down at?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, here it is.
You
continue. Lost it.
Can I see it?
Can you see it?
Oh. Is it a credit card?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It is a credit card! Oh! Yeah, let's go!
Well, then, technically, lots of people could care.
Caller 7-509-441-0999 will qualify you for the $5,000 Cabela's.
Take one more caller.
Okay. Thank you,
see
Kevin.
If they get it.
Thank you, Kevin. Jay and Kevin Show, who's this?
This is Jake.
Jake. Go ahead and make a guess if you want, or ask a yes-no question.
Maybe a credit card?
Oh! Hey!
I gave that about a 30% chance.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What would you consider Bruce?
What do I consider him?
Yeah, besides a friend.
Santa Claus?
Not bad.
Well, there's that.
Consider him Santa Claus.
Grumpy old man.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Okay, now.
Grumpy old man.
I wouldn't consider him a grumpy old man. He's just a...
He's a jolly old soul.
Yeah. He's just kind of a quiet old man.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, little entertainment news. By the way, you can download the podcast. That's free. You can check out the app. You can download that. That's also free. You can take us with you wherever you go. Another qualifier coming up for the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree. Hold on for that. In a little entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Looks like they announced the kickoff for the season 26 of The Voice, September 23rd. You remember the coaches?
I don't.
First-time coaches Snoop and Michael Bublé.
What? Snoop ended up on there?
Mm-hmm. Snoop, Michael Bublé, oh. Reba, and Gwen.
Wow. Okay. I did not hear that.
Yeah. Is an interesting lineup.
Snoop is always good TV. He does a good job. Yeah. He's really become mainstream.
Did you hear that Martha Stewart is going to be one of the advisors for him?
For The Voice?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the punchline?
That is the punchline. I thought it was a funny joke. You didn't like it? Okay.
No.
Man.
I was believing you.
Okay.
Angry much?
Yeah. He's an angry little guy.
I'm feisty. I can be feisty.
You are feisty.
Don't call that angry.
What else did I have for you? Oh, I saw that Rory, Kevin, of Joey and Rory got married again.
Oh, did he?
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet she wasn't as pretty as Joey.
Well, I don't know if we're doing that.
Wow, what a...
Sorry.
Warren,
what a statement.
Stop.
Kevin, look that up, would you?
No.
No.
What, who's more attractive?
Yeah, that'll be a fun Google. Yeah. IT guy comes in, we're having enough Microsoft problems, and then you're doing that.
Well, anyway, congratulations to him.
Anyway, back to you.
That's you, Bruce.
Let's see, what else did I have? Oh, I saw that Prime Day had its biggest day ever. Bruce, what'd you buy during Prime Day?
Prime Day?
Yeah, what'd you get?
Bag of erasers.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
you were the one who got the bag of erasers.
Yeah. Dang it. Lori was bidding on that. She didn't get it.
Oh, it's not an auction.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not eBay.
God, I love you, man. Warren, I'm assuming Amazon is not it's not your world.
No, my cousin just put it on the phone for me, but I haven't used it.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. And why did your cousin put it on the phone?
Because I was looking for some stuff, and she goes, Amazon will have it.
Right, and you're like, huh? What is this Amazon you speak of?
Yeah, and so I just haven't taken it any further yet.
You've never gotten on there. You guys don't have an account.
Lori does.
Lori has it. Okay, so you could sign in and is under her account. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and then that way it goes under her credit card. And then you could find it in Bruce's beard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Monty, did you find any? Did you buy anything for Prime Day?
That would be no first time in a while.
That you haven't.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of, I thought, a lackluster sale.
Yeah. Also, when did they go to 2 days? Kevin, do you know the answer to that one?
I do not.
Oh, they've done that for several years.
I know it's been a couple. Yeah. But they sold. What's your guess? And how much did they sell on Prime Days, Warren?
Dollars worth?
Yeah, we'll have a little guesstimate. Hold on, let me get the open. I want to play the open, and then I want to see which one of you guys is closest. And we won't play it with the listeners.
Now you'll find out whose brain is greater with the Jay and Kevin guesstimator.
Oh, you don't even need the open.
I don't need the open. You just made it yourself.
We'll find out whose brain is greater with the Jay and Kevin guesstimator.
How much was purchased during the 2 days, Prime Days? Monty.
$1.6 billion.
$1.6 billion?
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Warren.
Oh, I was only going to go with $25 million.
Well, that's way off.
Just state of Washington.
Oh, geez. That's way off.
What do you think? I like how Bruce acts like he's. You're so dumb. I knew it. Bruce, what's your guess?
$14 billion.
$14 billion.
Whoa! Oh, 2 days. Good,
2 days.
What are you, dumb?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, what do you say, Steve?
I'll say $300 million.
$300 million, Kevin.
That's okay, I'm gonna go with $850 million.
$1 million, Kevin. That's a really, really good guess, but Bruce was only $2 million off. $14 billion. Dollars.
Good night.
I told you so.
Oh my goodness.
$1 billion in 2 days.
Okay, yeah. I have a
holy hand.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, he's got his hand raised. Yes, over to you, Mr. Strong.
Thank you. I have a question.
Yes.
Is that profit or is that just gross sales?
That's gross. It's
gross. I'm sure it's gross. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much profit that was.
Plenty.
Well, I mean, even if I don't know how many sales that is. It's probably multiple billions in sales. I mean, you think about it. A lot of people buy stuff that's maybe less than a dollar, and then some will buy that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how many sales that is, but you don't have to make much per sale. Make a lot of money.
Whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you want to get in on it or no?
No, I'm still okay.
Yeah, okay. Bruce, you want to get in on it? Seems like a fun thing, huh?
I tried to buy a hot water tank yesterday on Amazon.
Why are you so mad about it?
Because I couldn't do it. It's a stupid thing.
Now, you do know.
Wait, was it stupid or was it the user error?
I might have screwed up.
Yeah, what happened, though?
Still stupid.
I mean, how did you...
Yesterday wasn't Prime Day, by the way.
Well, I needed the hot water tank.
You still needed it. Yeah.
What day it was.
Oh, that's fair.
I have to interject on that.
Oh, yeah. No. Would you let him finish?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
For the love of God.
Had everything filled out. We got the credit card thing, and it asked for the little three-digit thing.
Yeah, the code
on the back.
CVC code.
Mm-hmm. Punch that in and hit go to sale, and it says you can't, something wrong with the credit card there.
Oh, maybe you put the numbers in wrong or something?
I don't think so.
You didn't try it twice. Obviously.
Now, were you trying this?
I tried it three times.
Were you trying it on your flip phone?
No, on my little computer thing.
Oh, okay.
My little computer thing.
Well, that's a bummer. It is a bummer when you're trying to buy something and you can't get it done.
That's true.
Was the credit card yours or was it like the VFW?
No, it was mine.
I sense an issue.
Okay. 1 digit off on the zip code.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's what I did. Put the wrong number in.
Yeah, that makes sense. Warren, what were you going to ask?
Well, he might be listening because I was going to say it would be a fun call, but he said hot water tank.
Who he?
Bruce.
It's just a water tank.
Now, you already know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
When we have coffee with Mike Wolf.
It's not a hot water tank?
Yeah, but he used to own Wolf Hardware in Deer Park.
Oh, man.
People call and say, I need a part for my hot water heater.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, if you have a hot water already, why do you need a heater?
I see what he's saying.
Seriously, it just drives him bugaboo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose if you're in a hardware scenario.
Yeah.
It's a hot water tank, though.
That's
what Bruce said.
Well, he did.
Yeah, Bruce, let's hear it for Bruce. Yeah.
Eventually, that water is hot.
Lonnie, take me down, okay?
Yeah.
Just kick me when I'm down.
No, you weren't down. You were just...
Well, cheer for Bruce. Bruce having the right phraseology, just the inability to use the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
I am there you go.
Worried about you. Do you not have hot water right now?
Oh, no, we got hot water. Pretty quick, it's going to be all over the floor, though. The bottom's starting.
Well, easier to take it back.
So, Bruce, what was the solution?
Yeah, what did you do?
I'm going to stop at Lowe's today.
Hang it.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Jay Daniels.
Is this a compliment? You look like the kind of guy that could win Jeopardy.
Kevin James.
I think so. That is a compliment.
Well, I suppose so, but I know I couldn't. Wheel of Fortune, maybe.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty then. More tickets to give away social media-wise. Check out our Facebook pages coming up over the weekend. Monty's having a heck of a time with his phone today.
I'm out. Hey, Steve, you want to just walk me out right now?
No, I'm good.
Have you ever done that where your phone, like a browser, all of a sudden will just start playing like a song or something?
Yeah.
And you're like, what is happening? Where is that coming from? Yeah. And
it's twice now that's happened to me.
The best was when we were on the air and you're like, wait, that's me?
Yeah. Really?
Have you ever had your phone ring and you didn't know it was yours because you didn't know your volume was on? You ever turn your volume on, Kevin, and then you're like, oh, wow, why is my volume on my phone? Like you can hear it ring?
Yeah, I leave mine on a lot.
Oh, okay.
I do too. That's how I find my phone.
You leave it on? Yeah. Because otherwise it could be laid out in the backyard somewhere.
Or,
on the property.
Yeah, set on a counter or a bench or in the
under
shop
the tire
somewhere.
Of a backhoe.
Sure. Strange
100%. It is very possible. It could be anywhere on 5 acres.
All right, 509-441-0999. You get to pick who you want to be on the same wavelength with. And then if you win, you will qualify for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's.
Wow.
So you get to choose who you want to be on the wavelength with here. It'll be me, Kev. It'll be Bruce, Warren, Monty. So let's play.
It's time to partner up with someone from the Friday crew, dig deep in their mind, and find yourself on the same wavelength.
So we're going to play another game.
Well, it's basically the listener only has to pick who they want to be teamed up with.
Okay.
And then, you know, from there on out, we'll see how it goes.
Well, I mean, they do have to answer.
I know.
So,
or can they just pick two team members here?
Nope.
No.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you, man?
Hey, never a bad day.
Attaboy. Great.
Well,
love your attitude, brother.
Me too.
Yeah. Who would you like to be on the same wavelength with today, John? You have me and Kev.
All of you guys.
I know. That's hilarious.
You said who to pick. You didn't say I had to pick one.
Oh.
John?
Okay, John, which one of us would you like to pick?
I'll go with Jay.
Oh, that was a mistake. All right, hold on, John. All right. So it's me and John.
I trust John. I feel like he's going to play the game well.
John's a very smart man. Yeah. He's very good at these games. So we'll see how it goes here. Karen, who would you like to team up with in wavelength?
Kevin
and Karen.
Kevin.
It's your mom's name,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, it is my mother's name.
It was just made to be. It was just, you know, it was one of those things. We're over here to Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Amber, who do you want to be on the same wavelength with? You have Warren, Bruce, Monty left.
Monty
it is.
Monty.
Amber, alrighty. Monty. Amber,
hey, Warren Monty. And Bruce, you guys can play for fun.
Okay.
There you go.
In entertainment. You guys are together.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have something in your mouth, Kevin?
No. Yeah, goldfish. Sorry.
It's brain food.
I mean, you know.
It'll only be there for 3 seconds.
All right, here we go. Let's see how we do. What is our category today, Steve?
Oh, shoot. Let's see here.
Yeah, that's your job.
We will do... How about Olympic sports?
Oh boy. Great.
Olympic sports.
Me and Warren would be really good.
All right,
at that.
Olympic sports. Top three Olympic sports.
Glad I'm not in there.
Jot them down. That would be best. Or put them in your mind, whatever you want to do.
Summer Olympics?
Yes, the one we're going to see here next
week.
Yeah,
I think that's
it. Yeah, Summer Olympics. Yeah, we'll be more specific, I guess. I should have been. Sorry. My bad.
Okay, that's all right.
Let's see.
All right, I've got my three written down. Summer Olympic sports. Olympics start next week. Excited about that. I'll go first. John, give me your three summer Olympic events.
You talking to me, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go swimming.
That's number one. I had that. That's 2 points.
I got track.
Track, and that was my third one.
Track or trap?
Track. Track like track and field.
And let's see. What would be the other one? Good grief. Swimming, track, and basketball.
Basketball. Yes, they were reversed, but that's 4 points for us. John, that's really, really well done.
4 points.
That's really well done. All right, let's see. Karen, what are your three sports, I should say, for the Olympics?
I'm going to go gymnastics.
That's 2 points.
Nice.
Volleyball.
Ooh.
Basketball.
That's another 2 points.
Okay, so four. So it's tied up.
I had swimming at number two.
Yeah, swimming was a good one. I was trying to decide on the gymnastics, Kevin, and I couldn't decide, and then I just left it off, and that was a good play on my part.
All right, it's Amber's turn. Amber has Monty. Amber, what are your four Olympic sports?
Four, three.
I'm sorry, three. I'll get it right yet.
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics, Monty. Did you have gymnastics?
Well, is she going to give us all three?
Did you have gymnastics?
No.
Okay, zero. No. What'd you have, Amber, for the second one?
Diving.
I'll take any sort of pool activity.
Swimming, Monty. Then. We got a point.
We'll give you one on that one. Yes, and what's your third one?
Track.
Yep, that was my third, so we got 3 points. 2 points,
so it's 4-4-3. What did you young man have over there, by the way?
Warren? I thought it'd be good.
Warren, what'd you have?
One at a time? Or?
Yeah, no, all three's fine.
Okay. Biking, boxing, and hot dog eating.
Well, some of my favorite activities. Second, what did you have, Bruce?
I don't think I have one of those.
You didn't have that, huh?
Water heating.
Not even one of them, huh?
Weird.
Not even one. I had track and field, swimming, and ladies softball.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
What?
Unbelievable.
What? I don't know.
Amazing.
All right, round two. What do we have, Steve? What's our category?
I don't know what channel those are all on. But.
Ladies softball. It's
True TV?
Yeah, maybe. It seems like it. All right, next category, please.
Things you would find in a lake.
Lake? Okay. That's an easy one. That one is.
That one's easy, is it?
In a lake or just on a lake?
In a lake.
In a lake, on a lake, by a lake.
All right.
Above a board, according to...
All right, things in a lake. Monty, are you good?
I'm good.
All right, Amber, what were your first three things you find in a lake?
Fish.
Two.
Seaweed. And
three.
Boats.
Oh, that's a trifecta.
Fish. What? For two. Seaweed was a one.
Mm. No, that's...
That's, oh, algae. Yeah,
they got all 6 points.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so you have 9.
Yep.
Very well done. Very nice.
Mine was fish, algae, and boat. Yeah, but algae and seaweed.
Kind of the same thing. Yeah, absolutely. Karen, what do you have for your three things in a lake?
Boats, fish.
Boats, fish.
And people.
Kevin?
Okay, we've got the exact same, but not in the right order. I have fish, boats, people.
So you have three.
Wow. So we have two and four.
Four. So you have eight.
Because I have people in the right spot.
9-8. To four so
oh
far.
My gosh.
What a game, what guys. A game. What a game. All right, John. Boston John, what did you have?
Fish, boat, people.
Ooh, a fish, people, boat. That's four.
Fish, people,
that's
boat.
Eight. It's 9-8-8. Last round. Ooh. Kevin, you get to go first.
The guys, the boys.
Wait a second.
Oh, I forgot the old people. Hey.
Jeez Louise, this is the whole reason people paid for tickets.
Sorry. Trying to speed it up.
I know, last minute.
You're up against a hard break.
You got so much time in the world.
I'll go fast. Yes. Okay. I snuck in for free.
Fish, boat, swimmers.
Fish, boat, swimmers.
Fish, water, boat.
That's pretty good. You got 3 points.
At least I heard sense this time.
At least, where was girls softball or whatever you said?
Hot dog eating.
Last round. Here we go. What's our category?
Okay. What do you want? Parts of a car or things at an outdoor store?
Well, Kevin, you decide.
Parts of a car.
Yeah.
Parts of a car.
Thank you. God bless you. Parts of a car. Parts of a car.
Bless you, Kevin. Bless you.
Bless you, Kevin. The bad news is it'll be harder to get points. Parts of a car.
And. I know one.
I'm in. I got that.
I'm in.
Okay. I got that. Okay. All right. So this time, Karen gets to go first, Kevin. So that's you. Karen, what are your parts of a car?
An engine.
That's two.
Good part.
A hood.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. And trunk.
Oh, dang it.
Engine,
tire, steering wheel.
Oh, dang it. Okay, well, all right. Well, you guys are in the lead by 1 point over here to Amber. Amber, what are your three parts of a car for you and Monty?
Engine, steering wheel, tires.
Oh, we got a point.
Man. One point?
We got one point. I had hood, transmission, engine.
All right, so it's 10. Good. You guys are tied for the lead. You're tied for the lead. Boston John, let's see how we did here. What do you got?
Engine.
Mm-hmm.
Steering wheel, tires.
I got steering wheel, wheels, which I guess would be tires.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kind of a tire.
And then...
Algae. That's fair.
I just said doors. That's 2 points. That makes it a three-way tie, which is ridiculous. What did you guys have?
Okay.
Tires. Alternator. Battery.
Oh, geez.
What?
What'd you have, Bruce?
Well, I had hubcaps, speedometer,
and dink dice that hang from the mirror.
Fuzzy dice.
Oh, Jesus.
Cannot believe anybody didn't match those, yeah. Bruce. And women's softball and hot dog eating. That's a three-way tie, which we've never had. Do we have enough to qualify all of them, Steve?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, all right. Well, guess what? Lucky day. All three of you get to qualify. Let's hear it for them.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah. World record.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow. Excellent game playing. I mean by the listeners.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there you go.